It's time for episode 5 of Lunch Breaks Podcast.
Here we go again. Round 5.
Round number 5. So it's been a couple weeks since we've done an episode. First. As always, I'm your host, Cody.
And I'm
here with my co-host,
Marcus. Marquise.
Marquise.
They call me Marcus. Whatever.
It's been a couple weeks since we've done an episode. We did one a couple weeks ago, but it was just bad. We didn't have anything to talk about, so we scrapped that one. So here's the real episode 5. Hopefully this one isn't that bad, but we don't really have anything planned. We're just going to wing it, almost as always. We were going to have a guest, but she... She shit out on us.
Yeah.
So hopefully next Tuesday when we do episode 6, we'll have a guest on, talk about some fun things, play a little bit of games.
Literally, she was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I got to go take a fat dump right now.
Yeah.
That's why she couldn't come.
Emily is taking a fat shit right now, and that's why she couldn't come. So say everybody say thanks, Emily, for having to take a fat shit.
On our podcast.
Stinky ass shit.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Emily.
Damn it.
So let's get to it. So yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, I forgot. Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, man, I'm wrong. What'd you get? Did you get anything?
Well, no, because nobody... I mean, I buy all the shit.
Oh, that's right. You're an adult.
I'm an adult. So I went and bought an Iron Man helmet.
Oh!
Because I'm an adult. I bought it at Toys R Us.
Oh my god.
It was $99. And I bought it because I'm an adult. You
damn,
know?
Son.
And it's pretty tight, though. The eyes light up, but you can still see out of it. And then when you take off the faceplate, it makes a sound. It's like... Psh, psh, and then you put it back on, and it locks like a magnet. It's like,
love
shit
it.
Was tight, dude. Best $100 I ever spent.
I'm going to have to get that. Now he doesn't need a suit, which is like $1,000.
I know, dude.
Or it's like $10,000. I don't know. It's like a lot of money.
I would just build my own, like the real Tony Stark.
You're going to build the whole prototype one, where he's like in the cave. You're going to build that one?
Yeah. Mark one.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, you know what? Like, I don't want to sound racist or anything. But you know what really pisses me off? Have you ever... when was the last time you went to the Ontario Mills?
Shit, I don't remember.
You know how there's like a shitload of Asian tourists there?
Oh my god, yes!
Dude, oh my god. So they added a whole bunch of new shit to the Ontario Mills. Like, it looks completely different on
that section. You're talking about that little section, right?
It's all like new.
Yeah.
So anyways, they have a Michael Kors store right there.
Uh-huh.
And my wife was like, oh, we should get our mom's Michael Kors purses for Mother's Day because they're having a really big sale. Like, it's 60% off. And then if you spend more than, like, $150, you get another 20% off, something like that. So we ended up buying 2 purses, and it was, like, $250 for both purses. And these are, like, $500 purses normally. So we were there. And it was really busy, obviously, because there's a big sale going on. But the, like, Asian tourists, they're, like, all up in your business. Because over there in their country, there's no respect for personal space over there. Because it's so crowded and the population is so high, they're just all over each other.
It's like, hey, how you doing?
So we're, like, standing there looking at purses, and they'll be, like, walking in front of you and just, like, squeezing their way past you in front of you. And it's like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? So, like... So my chick was standing there with her kid in the stroller, and she was looking at a purse, and this one Asian bitch she was like FaceTiming with somebody, showing them the whole fucking store, and she just like scooted and was like standing in front of my kid.
Oh my gosh.
And my wife was like, she was like, excuse me, can you not fucking stand there? and then she like turned around and looked at her. She was like, American. And I was like, ah, dude. She was like, I'm about to beat that bitch's ass. And I was like, dude, that shit just bugs me. But anyways, yeah, I just had to say that. It's just pissed. Like, why is there so many at Ontario Mills?
The thing... is there even a lot at Victoria Gardens, though?
I don't know. I didn't really notice that on Victoria
Gardens. I think it's just because it's bigger, but over there, excuse me, over there on Ontario Mills is so closed in. That's why it seems like there's more, you can notice them more. But I think that one is more popular than VG's.
Yeah, because they're all like standing there taking pictures of random shit. Mm-hmm. Like they're standing in front of the sign taking pictures.
Look, it's Panda like, Express! Wait, did they have a Panda Express over there?
Yeah, at the food court.
God, that was like the most racist thing I could go for. I was like, now you're trying to do that?
They're like, oh, it's just like home. Panda Express.
And if I don't even have one over there. Oh, shit. That's so funny. I'm trying to think, like, what's the one thing that bugs the shit out of me? Oh, my God. You know what I did? You know what I hate at VG's, though?
What?
I hate teenagers there. Freaking hate teenagers there. I've never done this when I was in high school. Why is it that there's this? Well, they probably weren't teens. They're probably just like some like 20-year-olds or whatever. Dude, they came in like this one black guy's out the window screaming his head off like rah, 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 rah. I don't know what the hell he's saying. I don't know what they're singing to. I'm just like over here with my kid and my girl and then my buddy with his girl. I was like walking, you know, strolling, like they wanted to show this place where you can get ice cream out of mugs. So I was like, okay, let's go over there. Or shake mugs, or mug shakes or whatever. Mug shakes, there you go. So I went over there and then this white kid is just like, yeah, like we cool as fuck. And then he just waves his hand like, you can go, sir, walk across the street. I'm like, dude, I was like, my heart was racing so much. I was like, oh my God, this motherfucker like drives forward and hits my kid. I'm about to kill someone. I was like, so like, they were so sketchy. Like, they were, oh my God, they were pissing me off, dude. I hate those people. Fuck them.
I just hate kids in general.
No, man. I wasn't that crazy, man. I was just some nerd like playing some video games.
I know, dude. I was, some kids just need to get their asses beat.
I know, man.
Some kids need to be bullied.
Yeah, like those.
Yeah. Like, they just need to...
The ones that are bullying.
They just need to get put in their place by a bully. I'll bully them. I'll go back to school.
I'll dress up.
Fucking bully some kids. Look at that little boy.
Oh, I know. They always do that. They always just leave him behind. It's so sad. They'll walk off like, come on.
That's another thing, too. Like, the Asian people. The fucking... Whatever thing it is that they got going on where they come over here to have babies and shit... They're all pregnant and they're all just running around pregnant little kids everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then these people that, for whoever's listening at work, we work in a giant apartment complex. I don't know if I ever said that, but yeah, we have in the office building, it's a giant clubhouse and there's a library, there's a theater, there's all kinds of shit for the residents, but nobody really uses it because who the fuck comes to the office to hang out?
Mm-hmm. Except for kids. Like people actually do.
Well, I'll tell you who. These Asians that they run this thing where you can come over here and have your kids or something, and they take care of you. I don't know how it works, but they don't work, so they're just here all goddamn day. They go up to the clubhouse and to the library, and they just make a fucking big ass mess, and then go home at the end of the day, and then come back in the morning, and they're just always here. They use it like it's their house. And then the dude takes the little boy into the bathroom and fucking changes him in the bathroom. Oh, and the kid's, like, screaming at the top of his lungs for some reason. He's like, and you can hear it through the whole clubhouse. It's like, dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Why is the kid screaming in the first place, though?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up real quick. I'm going to see exactly what it is that they do. Because I know it's, like, a thing.
You know what I noticed too, though, when he'll actually wash them in the sink, dude. There was one time I was like in there, he was washing them. What? This guy has a golf. What?
Oh yeah, that dude. He lives over there. He drives around that golf cart.
What? All right. Anyways. But yeah, dude. There was one time I was in there like cleaning the restroom, and then he was like, I guess he was cleaning that kid or whatever, and then I like look over, this glancy, and I see this guy's cleaning the kid, and there's like he's cleaning off the shit on him. So now there's shit in the sink.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm the guy that wear gloves now. Like now, yeah. I know this. It's gross.
All right, here we go. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Asian anchor babies, quote unquote, wealthy Chinese come to Southern California to give birth. What? It's called maternity tourism. Pregnant women travel to the United States usually on tourist visas so that their children will be born U.S. citizens. In Southern California, they often live with other pregnant women in suburban homes. Maternity tourism is particularly popular with wealthy women from China. The practice is getting new attention after GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush on Monday tried to explain that his controversial comments about anchor babies were more related to Asian people. Who he said were committing fraud in order to take advantage of a noble concept, which is birthright citizenship. Some Asian Americans took offense at Jeb Bush's comments, and a Redondo Beach teen, Jason Fong, started a hashtag #MyAsianAmericanStory for people to share their stories. Bush did not mention maternity tourism, but the controversial industry has been in the news in recent years. Neighborhood groups have complained about so-called birthing centers and residential neighborhoods.
So that's why.
How big is this industry? It's hard to know. Earlier this year, Immigration and Customs Enforcement launched a major crackdown in Southern California. An affidavit related to that case quoted a Law Review article estimating about 40,000 of 300,000 children born to foreign U.S. citizens in the U.S. each year are product of birth tourism. Mm-hmm. The website of one birthing center suggested that 4,000 women had been served since 1999. The crackdown included a birthing center in Irvine. According to an affidavit, more than 400 women associated with the Irvine location have given birth at one Orange County hospital since 2013.
Damn,
son. One of the women paid $4,080 out of $28,845 in hospital bills.
Dang.
While her bank account showed charges at Wynn Las Vegas and purchases at Rolex and Louis Vuitton stores, the affidavit said. Is this illegal? The sweeps are looking for evidence of tax evasion, money laundering by the operators, as well as immigration fraud. In March, swarms of Asians descended on homes and apartment complexes in Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Bernardino counties, carting out boxes of documents, diaper containers, and trash, and interviewing pregnant women to the backdrop of wailing babies.
Damn.
Investigators said they were looking for evidence of visa fraud, conspiracy, and other crimes in which women were helped fabricate documents for visa applications and coached to falsely claim that they were traveling to the U.S. for tourism. Women were instructed to travel early in their pregnancy and wear loose clothing to avoid detection and enter the U.S. through popular tourist destinations rather than Los Angeles, where authorities are more likely to suspect birth tourism, according to the affidavit. In May, federal agents arrested an Irvine attorney on suspicion of trying to spirit a Chinese woman out of the U.S. in violation of a court order that she remain in the country as part of an investigation into the illegal immigration of pregnant women. Have officials cracked down on maternity homes? In 2013, following a flurry of complaints, Los Angeles County inspectors cited 16 maternity hotels owners for illegally operating boarding houses for residential zones. They were located mostly in Roland Heights and Hacienda Heights. Residents also have complained about the centers in Chino Hills, Lancaster, Irvine, and elsewhere. Oh, fuck, I clicked something.
Oh, damn. There you go. You guys just got a lesson learned on anchor babies.
So that's called anchor babies.
Who did the article?
This article was written by Shelby Grad from Los Angeles Times.
Ooh. So
thank you, Shelby Grad, for that article.
Thanks, Shelby.
Thanks.
You know, Shelby was my turtle's name.
And
and then that turtle died because it got stuck in a hole and it rained that day and drowned.
I had a turtle named Daphne one time when I was really little. And the pet shop fucked up because my mom bought it from a pet shop. They told her that it was a regular turtle for sand.
Uh-huh.
But it was actually a turtle that belongs in the water.
It's like a freshwater turtle.
Yeah, so every day we would see it sitting in its water bowl. And we'd be like, why the fuck is it in its water bowl? And eventually the turtle just died because it dried out. And its eyes were all dried out and gone, you know. And it was pretty,
pretty brutal.
Gnarly. Yeah.
Oh man, poor turtle, huh? Little turtle. Dang, I should get a turtle.
Yeah, dude. I heard about that.
Jerks.
In the early 2000s, there was some shit going on where kids were running up to dogs and putting firecrackers in their butts and blowing them up.
What the hell? Like blowing up the dog?
Yeah, like their butthole.
Ugh. That's terrible. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with kids?
They're just fucked up, man.
That's where it starts, man. Gosh. Terrible ass people.
Dude, yesterday when I went to Toys R Us and I got that Iron Man helmet, they had like a nice ass replica lightsabers. They had Luke's. They had the green and the blue one. Uh-huh. And those were like $99, and I was like, "Nah, I don't want fucking Luke.
I want Darth Vader."
Yeah, dude, I was gonna. If they had Vader, I would have probably got his, but they didn't have it.
You know, it'd be dope. Actually, getting like a replica of Boba Fett's rifle. I think that should be tight.
Or a helmet.
Yeah, his helmet. Oh my god. Oh, dang, I want to look it up now. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
I'm sure they have it. They have the Stormtrooper ones too. Yeah. I have the Kylo Ren helmet.
Do you really?
Yeah, so it's on one of my shelves with the new Iron Man one.
Damn, son. Damn, yeah, son. What? The master replica Boba Fett helmet. $3,000. It's on eBay.
Wow. Oh, that's probably like somebody made it, not an official.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Damn. But they even had a legit Captain America shield that was like all metal and everything. That shit was like $250 too.
Damn.
I was like, damn, dude, that'd be tight.
Oh, man, that'd be sick, too, just have that. Or, like, make it, like, throw it into the wall. Make it get stuck.
Like those 3D nightlight.
Yeah, dude. Man. Do it like that. Be like, yeah, that's what I wanted. Break my wall. Oh, man, it's hot in here.
Well, I don't want the AC to blast too high.
Nah, that's cool. I got a thermal on. Oh, what? Since when did that happen? So, I got beans on my shirt, if you want to know. That's why I'm like tripping. Okay. Oh, man.
So, are you for sure going to get a Nintendo Switch?
Yes, I am. I want that Switch. Want it really bad. I just don't know how I'm going to get it. I'm just going to save some money until they come out with it.
See. They probably still have some at Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Yeah.
Let me check. GameStop. Because I'm trying to trade in my DS. Oh, yeah, to tell you, I'm going to trade in my 3DS. Yeah, and get $100 off that bitch. Dang, then you got like all these games. You got Destiny 2 coming out. And you got, have you seen that Shadow of War yet? That new Lord of the Rings game?
No, dude, I don't like that shit.
You know what? It doesn't like you.
I don't even like Destiny. Fuck Destiny. Destiny's for gays.
You know what? Everybody's gay then.
Everybody's gay every once in a while.
Everybody's gay now. Even my brother.
Nah, but dude, I've been playing Zelda non-fucking-stop for the last 2 weeks since I've had that shit, and I'm still not even close to beating it.
I wonder how long it takes. Like, is it any longer?
I don't know. But the cool thing about it is, like, it's linear, but it's not linear, where you can basically go to, like, you can start any quest you want at any time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go do this and do that. I mean, each quest, there's things that you have to do for the quest, but you know what I mean? Like, you could skip to the end. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if it's spoiler or not, but, like, the bad guy, you have to do all these things to get ready to fight the bad guy, but you could just go and fight the bad guy if you want. It'll just be super, super fucking hard.
You just won't be able to.
Yeah, but you, like, I guess if you kept trying and trying, you could eventually and just skip to the end. But you gotta, like, I skipped a little bit, but I still have to go back and do more stuff. But I started getting, like, the preparations for the fight.
The more you prepare, the more successful you'll be.
Yeah, basically, but it's really cool. And there's a lot of side story shit, a lot of stuff to explore. The map is fucking huge. I think it's bigger than Skyrim.
So bigger than Skyrim. Hey, is that what you got? A case?
No, I didn't get the starter kit. I just got a little carrying case. Like a Mario carrying case.
Hey, it's Mario. See, I'm gonna get this right here. There's a carrying case right here. Hey, dude, I was looking at the accessories too. What the hell? Why are they so expensive?
Because it's brand new and everybody wants accessories. Jeez,
man. Does it come with the controller, or you had to buy the controller too?
It comes with the Joy-Con one that it goes onto.
That, right?
Yeah, that it comes with that, and then the ones obviously.
Okay, cool.
So but I just bought that. I bought the Pro controller. That shit's, man, it's a lot better.
It's a lot better.
Yeah,
I might have to get that there. Shit.
And then I just bought a new 43-inch TV for my little man corner that I have.
Man corner.
Yeah, in our we have like a back room in our house that we use for like a kind of a playroom for the kid. And my wife has her vanity, like a desk vanity with drawers, and it has lights on it for makeup and shit. And then in the closet, I took off the doors because the closet was pretty big. So I took off the doors and I put my desk and I got my computer, got the shelf with all my action figures and shit, collectible action figures and everything. And then I had my little 23-inch gaming monitor, but since I don't really need that because I don't have a gaming PC anymore, I just play on the PlayStation. I bought a 43-inch 1080p TV on Sunday, and I put that shit in there. So now I got a big-ass TV, got the Switch dock hooked up to it, got the PS4 hooked up to it.
How much space does it take? Because I know it doesn't take up that much.
What?
Like the Switch.
Oh, it's just like a dock, it's just a little thing. I see. Space. And it's USB-C, so it's the same as my new, excuse me. It's the same. It's the same as my new Samsung S8, boy.
Ooh, damn, S8. You just balling.
Fuck yeah, man. S8 Plus, I should say.
Cody here just got the money right now. Should just, you know, go, hey, baby. Here, you got some money you want to share? Hey, man. My arm is right there.
Where did I put that gun?
Hold down.
Put it in mine. I'll just get it later.
All right.
Yeah, anyways.
Switch. Should I? What did you get? You got the gray one or you got the neon one?
I got the gray one. I didn't want the.
I don't know if I should be cool. It should be cool to get the neon blue and red. Let's see.
I was thinking about buying that too, just to have it.
Just so I could be different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
If anybody from Nintendo ever hears this podcast, please put Rocket League. It's not too graphically demanding or anything. It'll run really good on the Switch, I promise.
I think they are gonna put it.
And a new Metroid.
They need a new Metroid.
A legit Metroid, first person Metroid.
Need it. They're gonna have to do it. They have to.
And you could even put Overwatch.
Yeah, you can, huh?
Cause it's not, that one's not even. If you could put Skyrim, you could put Overwatch and Rocket League. Please. You could even start putting Call of Duty, like they did for the Wii, kind of like a dumbed down version.
Did they play Call of Duty?
They had Black Ops on the original Wii, I think. Mm. Or was it a different one? I know it was like Call of Duty Wii or something. Anyways. You could put Call of Duty on the PS Vita when they had the Black Ops Declassified. You could put that shit on the Switch.
They're going to do it. They're listening.
They better. All right, well. Call it a podcast?
Nah, I don't call this a podcast. We only done, like, what, 20 minutes? 20, again?
24 minutes.
We did 24 minutes because we aren't planning out what we're supposed to be planning out. Cody, why have we been
if we were going to have Emily on the podcast, I was going to put her on blast for something.
Oh, yeah.
So, as you know, or I don't know if you do know, but Emily's ex-boyfriend, I've known since fucking, like, fourth grade.
Damn.
Well, I don't really know him anymore, but, you know.
You used to know him.
If I saw him right now, we'd be like, oh, what's up, man? You know. But anyways... So we were in the same group of friends. We all, like, we hung out together. And when we were in junior high, my dad was really strict when we were younger. And I wasn't able to really hang out outside of school. So it was mostly just in school that we would hang out. But as, I think it was maybe like 8th grade, 7th or 8th grade. As you know, being a, you know, 12, 13-year-old boy, You jack off a lot, right? That's true. Damn, what the fuck was that laugh?
Because I was just caught off guard.
But yeah, I mean, everybody would agree that you jack off a lot when you're a 13-year-old boy.
Oh, shit.
So what they would do, the group of friends, not me, because I wasn't allowed to hang out, they would sit in a room together and jack off together and try to see who could come fastest.
Oh my god.
Now that's a true story, dude.
You can't do that. They would
actually do that. And I just wanted to put her on blast about it. I just wanted her to I wanted to ask her if she knew that her fucking boyfriend used to jack off with like four other dudes in the room.
She's like, yeah, I know.
Oh my god, dude. Look at each other's dicks.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, what faggots, man.
Damn. Hey man, your penis pretty big.
Hey man, that was a nice cum.
Oh my god. Hey, good shot.
Yeah. Oh man, you got some on me. Oh man, it's alright.
Oh, it's okay, I'll just wipe it off. Oh my gosh.
Hey man, it tastes pretty good.
Oh my gosh. Hey, watch out now. I'm about to shoot.
So yeah, so that was some pretty gay shit. Oh my gosh. And I really wanted to put her on blast about it. So get ready if she comes on next week.
Well, she's gonna comment now. She's like, motherfuckers, F you. I can't believe you just said that, Cody. I will never forgive you.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god. Oh man. Like, I can't. No. Mm-mm. Just can't do that.
Wait, you would never be able to jack out with somebody?
Man. Nah, man. This is too weird, dude. This is,
come on, man. Let's do a double Dutch rudder.
All right, then. Let's go. Let's go for it.
All right. Well, we're going to go jack off each other. All right. So, all right. Well, we'll be back next Tuesday with episode 6.
Oh, yeah. We'll be more planned and prepared. We'll bring some space stuff I got in mind.
Well, that's what we say every time. We're going to prepare.
Well, this time we really got to
prepare. All right, we'll prepare for sure, for sure. We'll play some games with our special guest, talk some shit.
Get some what-ifs.
Yeah, some what-ifs. Oh, yeah, that's what we were going to do. Take some what-ifs, do some would-you-rathers. All right, boy. Peace.
Later, dogs.